Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We're going to get right into your phone calls, because that's the point of the show. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. And then coming up, Dale, you made a big decision today about your online lifestyle, and I would like to discuss your reasoning as to why you did that. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, Matt is on the line in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Mark and Ian and Dale.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Matt?
On Saturday night's show, you guys were talking about the cult of, what's it called, the Dianetics cult.
Scientology.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say Ayn Rand, but...
No.
Okay.
No, the Scientology people, and I had my parents were actually members of a cult when I was a child. I had some there's some similarities between it.
What was the name of it?
And it slips my mind. I mean, it was a long time ago. But
was it Rainbow Family?
As I recall...
Hold on a second, Matt. You think the Rainbow Family is a cult?
I've heard them described as a cult. I don't really... I don't have first-hand experience, but...
I've never heard them described as a cult, but the Rainbow Family is, I understand it, is a group of hippies that goes around from national park to national park, setting up camp and basically doing a lot of drugs and essentially living a communal lifestyle. So I wonder if they have a charismatic leader, the Rainbow Family. I don't believe they do.
We did have there was a person who was raised in the Rainbow Family who came out to New Hampshire for a little while, and that's how I learned about them.
Yeah.
So and it sounded a little culty, kind of.
Okay. Anyway, Matt, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, as I recall, I believe about once a week or so, we would go to this big building, and there was a lot of people that would gather there. And
How old were you during this? I don't know if you already said that.
I'm sorry, what?
How old were you at this time that you're describing?
Oh, maybe 8 or 9,
okay,
something like that. And a lot of people would gather in this building, and there'd be this man dressed in these robes in the front, and he'd speak in some kind of strange language. And then at times he would take this thing and he'd sprinkle some kind of liquid out of it at people, and he'd say things like, I remember something that he used to say, in nominis patris et fili et spiritus sanctus. It's all very reverent and quiet, and people would kind of, they would chant and sing these strange songs.
I
was going to say.
They get up, they get down, they do. They get on their knees, they do this kind of aerobics.
Yeah.
Did they wear, like, long white robes?
And then as a child, because I was a child, they would, the guy up front had these white robes on. And because I was a child, they would send me after this. The big gathering would split up. They would send me to this room with a bunch of other kids, and this lady dressed in this strange black garb would stand up, and we'd have to read from this book.
So they have special indoctrination classes for the children. They'd separate them from their parents, so they had time to specifically indoctrinate them. That is creepy.
Right. Right. Exactly. Hello.
Yeah, we're right here listening.
Okay, and then this woman would, she was very strict, and if we asked the wrong questions or anything, she would sometimes punish us. Sometimes she'd rap on our knuckles and stuff. So we kind of learned not to
physical
ask
abuse.
Any questions. I'm sorry.
That's physical abuse. I mean, like you're saying, train the kids to stay quiet. Train them not to question what they're being taught.
Right, we would learn not to question anything, and I mean it was all very scary for a young child like me. I really had a very little clue as to what was going on.
Did the cult leader in this case also molest little children?
Well, perhaps I don't know. I've never had that personal experience.
But maybe,
I mean, there was some special children that would get to go up there and help him do things. Like, we actually, they did this thing where we ate a part of a person.
And
the guy, the leader, would drink his blood.
Wow, a cannibal cult. That's creepy.
And the certain children got to help with that part of the ceremony. They would hold the thing below our chin so that, you know, nothing would spill, and they would help the guy drink the blood. And I was very
cannibal
frightened.
Vampire
we,
cult.
It's very strange.
Right. We read from this book, and they would talk about this like omnipotent person that knew everything that was going on, and, you know, we were told strange things about.
Well, I don't want you to, you might mess people's mind up. You start telling them all these weird things. Now, my question is, what do you think we can do in order to keep kids from being abused like this? How do we save our young children from this kind of, this kind of weird insanity?
Well, if I wasn't, somebody who believed in freedom and that people should be able to do these kind of things if they feel that that's helping themselves and their lives and their children's lives, I would say that we should arrest these people and have them thrown in jail for abusing their kids.
It's crazy stuff.
But, you know, I don't feel that way. I think that people should be allowed to just do what they think is best with their lives.
Mm. Hey, Matt, when you were a young boy and you were in this cult, how long did it take you to really start to question them?
Well, actually, I think my mom wasn't as brainwashed as my father. Mm. And so when I got to be in the fifth grade, they wanted to do this thing with me where I don't know, they called it something, and they had this big ceremony where you actually, like, became a member officially in this cult. Mm. And I told my mom and dad that I didn't want to do that because I didn't like their teaching. My dad got all mad, and he said that he thought if I didn't go through with this, I'd go to hell. But my mother actually told him, no, you let him be.
What is this hell place?
Hell was this place that they talked about where your eternal soul would go forever and it would burn, so you would constantly be on fire.
Well, no wonder you believed in. That's a pretty scary place to go.
Yeah, it scared me to tell my father that I didn't want to go through with becoming a member of this cult, but with my mom's backing, I was able to not go through with it.
And you said this was when was it, fifth grade, you said?
Yeah, in the fifth grade they had this the ceremony that you would go to.
Would your dad still force you to go to the cult meetings after this incident?
No, once I decided that I didn't want to do that, I didn't have to go to those cult meetings anymore.
That's good.
And I didn't have to go to the indoctrination classes either. My father was suing for a while, but I think he got over it.
One of the things about cults is they'll often try to sort of drain their members dry of money. Did you notice that with your parents at all?
Well, when they had the big gathering of people, they would pass this what was like a wicker basket on a big long handle, and it would go across, and my dad would actually hand me money and let me put it in the basket along with a lot of other money. But, you know, it wasn't anything. They weren't forcing them to do that.
Matt, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. No, it certainly wasn't force, but it was very heavily suggested, shall we say, brainwashed, that you need to do these things for the good of the church and for the good... Oh, wait, did I say church? Cult! Organized religion, cult. Of course, as we pointed out over the weekend, the difference between a cult and an organized religion is the amount of societal acceptance, the size of the organization, and we didn't get to confirm, but I think we all guessed it was Catholic, right?
That was my guess very early on, yeah.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and Dale has left the cult of Facebook. We'll explain here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalheater.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can get quick access to our streams and podcast via m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls. You may bring up anything you'd like. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Something very interesting happened to me today.
Yes, sir.
It will be of interest probably to the whole world.
Would love to hear it.
I was hired by some supporters of Adam Kokesh to announce that he is getting a show on Russia Today.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Now, we've talked about Russia Today before, and I forget who it was, but somebody here was very skeptical about Russia Today. Was it JJ or
me?
It was you, Mark.
I'm not very skeptical. I said that Russia Today loves anti-U.S. stories.
Right, and I kind of told
you
that...
those aren't hard to come by.
No doubt. But you don't see a lot of anti-Russia stories on Russia Today. That's all I'm saying.
Right, right. I get you there, Mark. That's fine. We don't live in Russia, so it really doesn't matter that much. But they, you know, I pointed out that they have had Scott Horton on from Anti-War Radio a number of times as a guest.
That's awesome.
And any network that's going to book hardcore libertarians like Scott Horton as a guest is okay in my book. You know,
well, so far the stories I've seen on there, I was really impressed with them, and I found is that I agreed with them. So it's difficult for me to look and say that seems really biased when all I'm seeing is what looks to me looks accurate. Well, it agrees with my bias. That's true, but you have to understand. You know, but of course my bias is very much in disagreement with mainstream media of America.
Well, they're very critical. They're very critical of the United States federal government, and I think that's excellent. I mean, it's a level of critique that just isn't present in the other mainstream offerings, you know, the MSNBC, the Fox News, CNN, it's just not present there. Okay, well, excepting maybe John Stossel and Judge Napolitano on Fox News, but just generally in the news, as far as the news product overall, it's just not there, and they do have that on Russia Today. So Adam Kokesh, who was running for, I don't remember what it was, some senate or something like that in New Mexico, he's a former member of the military and is also a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So tell me more about this program.
Well, it's going to be daily. That was what shocked me.
Wow.
Daily, and it looks like it's 7 p.m. Eastern time. So they're
prime
putting
time.
Him, like, at the very top of the pile.
Yeah,
well, I can no
time.
Longer endorse it, as it is 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Well, if you think about it, there's something else, too, though, that is big about it that I'm not even sure the Kokesh people have thought of about yet. But this, most of the Liberty programming that has come out over the last few years has been based in the United States, and so it's vulnerable to attack by the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But this Russia Today, I mean, the United States government is going to be very reluctant to do anything to it. It's like Al Jazeera, you know, where is it located? How do you take it down, you know?
Well, they do have studios in the United States, but they also are international as well.
Yeah, but it's basically, yeah, it's an attack on Russia as opposed to an attack on yourself. Yeah, an attack on yourself is pretty easy to just kind of brush off, but if you're shutting down Russian media, that's an entirely different ballgame.
I think it's great news. I don't know Adam Kokesh very well, but I've met him a couple times. He seems like a nice guy. I'm not sure.
I like his ideas on a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm not sure how principled he is, but I bet you he's mostly, you know, in that direction, and he's not an ugly guy, so he'll work. I think he'll work well on TV.
You like him, Ian?
No, I didn't say that.
Check
him out.
Sorry,
I was just saying I'll check him out if he's not ugly.
What is your role going to be? You said you were hired, so what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was just contract, you know, to spread the news about the show existing, so it probably only last a week. But
I see. I thought they were going to have you do some reporting or something like that. So is it like going to be a talking head show?
Just some PR. But it sounds like, well, you know, I don't know that much detail about how the show is going to look. There's a video that was just posted today. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I think Eric Franchi interviewed him about it, and so that will probably have more details. If you go to ReallyReport.com, and it's all over my latest videos, the details of what's going on, or at least links to the details, which I haven't even had a chance to absorb yet.
Great news, Dave. I'm glad to hear that. The more liberty-oriented programming that can get out there in different venues, the better. And obviously television is the most difficult of them all because of the costs. It's an incredible cost to put together a TV program from scratch. if you've got a local cable access channel, it makes it a lot easier. But even then, it's still costly in the amount of time that you have to invest. You have to invest time in learning the equipment, unless you've already got training. In this case, Dave, you're a professionally trained videographer. But most of the people in this movement are not. And so they kind of have to learn this stuff from scratch if they really want to get involved. And you know, on top of that, most people don't have the amount of activists in their area who could work together on a television program. We're only just now seeing that come to fruition here in the Keene area. There was one a little while back, but it kind of dropped off the radar, and it takes a real consistent effort. Even if you can get the people together, they have to keep hacking at it week after week. And as you're saying, this is daily, so I presume that means they must have hired him to do this.
Yes, I mean, that's my assumption.
Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah, that's good news.
That strikes me as interesting. I tend to think, when I think of media, I think in terms of like layers of defense, where you have like the frontline media that they're most likely to get arrested, like Adam and Pete. But then you've got me, who I'm not really trying to get arrested. So if they arrest them, then I have a story about them getting arrested. But they arrest me, well, you're still there. But if they arrest all the, are they stopped in some way? All the pro-liberty media in the United States, they can't stop Russia Today. So that's what makes this situation a change, and it will probably make us all a little bit safer.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate your call tonight, and thanks for the heads up on that. Looking forward to checking it out, I'm sure, via YouTube or something like that, since it's competing with our program. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, Russia Today does have an American studio. Clearly, that's where this guy is going to be doing this program. So he's not going to be traveling to Russia in order to put this program together. So I suppose Davis sort of right and a little incorrect on that, in that, yeah, they could do something to the American wing of Russia Today, but for the rest of the channel, they wouldn't be able to touch it. That much is true.
I think that they're even more insulated simply by the fact that they're international in nature.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, they have studios in South America. They have a studio in Russia, of course, which is their home base. And the American studio, I was reading, doing some research on it actually recently, the American studio doesn't operate 24/7. The American studio just produces certain shows, like this Adam Kokesh show. Mm-hmm. So they have certain products that are like Russia Today American-based, and they do those shows from there. So the whole operation is structured, I believe, primarily out of Russia.
It sounds like a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And the distribution is incredible. I mean, Russia Today, their distribution model is something that I envy or emulate or would like to emulate, because they're up on 13 satellites nationwide. They broadcast free to air to every single continent in this country, or the world, rather. Everyone who spends a couple $100 could receive their channel on their television set. It's incredible. So more coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include our webcam, by the way. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, to listen, and to interact, because our chat room is built in to the very same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to do it.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right. So we, of course, will continue to take your phone calls about what you want. We were talking about Russia today as, I guess, a less biased alternative to, maybe even incredibly skeptical alternative to the other news agencies.
Yeah, I don't
out
know
there.
That I'm going to prepare to call it less biased. I don't know what their biases are, but I would say that they offer a point of view that is unlike what we normally get offered.
How about this? They're not pro-American state.
Okay.
They may not be anti-state overall. Who knows what they think about the Russian government? I haven't watched the channel long enough to see whether they are very critical of the Russian government. They certainly
are funded by the Russian government.
Is that true?
That's my understanding.
I've never seen any proof of that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it were true, but then again, it's a pretty professional operation. I mean, I guess you could say that NPR does a good job as well, but then again, they're mostly not funded by the government. NPR is 90% funded by its donors and only 10% funded by the government. So I'd be very interested to find out if that claim is true, Mark, if you could somehow verify that.
Well, it's the first sentence of the Wikipedia article. RT is previously known as Russia Today, is a global multilingual television news network based in Russia and funded by the Russian government.
Hmm.
You think that that's in any way equivocal?
It's interesting. I'm curious as to how well funded that that is.
It doesn't say funded in part by the Russian government.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. Now, Russia Today, as I mentioned, has incredible distribution. I mean, it is up as Al Jazeera as well. Al Jazeera English and Russia Today English, because they also have non-English versions. But these channels are available worldwide across free-to-air satellites. And we actually do that here on Free Talk Live with the Liberty Radio Network. Our little what was an internet stream is also available across the country, across North America, actually, Canada, U.S., Mexico. The signal blankets the entire North American continent. And it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to do that. At this point, I can't really afford to take it beyond North America. But at some point, you know, once I've got enough money to throw around, I mean, all I do with the profits I make at this business is reinvested into the movement.
That much is true. AMP could help with that, though.
Yes, AMP could help with that. That is one of the intentions with the Free Talk Live AMP program, is eventually to expand the LRN.FM signal to other continents. But, you know, right now it's just not there. It's kind of been a little static on the amount of money that we've been receiving due to the down economy. People are having a more difficult time contributing. But nonetheless, just kind of for the vision of what is possible, I'd love to emulate what Russia Today is doing. I mean, I certainly don't have deep pockets like the Russian government. But on the other hand, it's probably only several thousand dollars a month to have international distribution like that. I know that we're paying under a grand a month for, I can't say exactly what the amount is because I agreed not to, but we're paying less than $1,000 a month, significantly less than $1,000 a month for full nationwide or full North American coverage of the free to air signal. And that means that anybody with a cheap receiver and a cheap satellite dish can receive that signal 24 hours a day. They could hook that up to a transmitter. They could rebroadcast that signal. It really makes it possible for an unknown amount of listeners to tune into, or in the case of Russia Today, viewers, to tune into the signal, because they're both television and radio channels up there. What are you saying?
Well, I was just, when the delivery of free-to-air, it's big in Europe. It's not particularly big in the United States. Just not a lot of people are.
It is big. I would pay three times as much to get on a European Hotbird, which is one of the names. Each satellite has a different code name, basically. And we're up on Galaxy 19 in North America. And in Europe, it's Hotbird is where the big channels are. But getting up there would be huge, because there's something like 170 million people in Europe that have free-to-air systems. So there are a lot of people.
But there's a lot of channels, too.
There are a lot of channels there, too. But most of them are crap.
And again, this is the cheap receiver and no monthly fee for the user to listen.
Yeah, thanks for making that clear. That's what free-to-air means. I mean, everybody's used to the old antenna system. You know, the old rabbit ears you used to put up on top of your TV set. That's free-to-air as well, right? Those broadcasters are footing the cost of what it costs to transmit on the airwaves. This is the same thing. It's just coming from a satellite going straight down to Earth. And free-to-air was digital long before your local rabbit ears had gone digital. And so it's a very effective method, I think, for delivering content. It's neat stuff.
Yeah, when I saw it, I wasn't impressed with the channel offerings.
Oh, no, it sucks. Which is why we would be outstanding, I think, or we are outstanding in the channel offerings, because most of them are a bunch of religious channels and or foreign language channels. So if you are from a different country, and, from a different culture or whatever, from a different language, and you move to the United States, you're likely somebody who would get a free-to-air system, because you can get Arabic channels and Japanese channels and Chinese channels on there. And that kind of allows those folks to have a connection back home. You know, like the national Chinese NHK channel is up there, and all kinds of stuff that we couldn't understand. It's all there.
Yeah,
and,
it's there.
And that's really valuable for people of an international
sure
perspective.
I wouldn't downplay it for that at all.
And plus, if you think about it, obviously I would be interested in, you know, getting the signal in Australia and Europe because there's a lot of English-speaking folks there, but I wouldn't necessarily say no to being on in Asia. I mean, if I just had the money to throw at it, just to put it on in Asia, put it on in Africa as well, simply because... Some people, remember we've had a guy's call from China before saying they've listened in, they've listened to the show on the internet because they wanted to hear people speaking English. They're trying to learn English, they're trying to practice their English, and they wanted to hear people speaking it. And so I think that would be interesting to, you know, put this, an English-speaking radio program, on in these other non-English areas. Probably wouldn't be the most effective way to get the word out about freedom, but people would listen. And you got countries like Cuba, where satellite sales are, you know, they're completely underground. There are, it's illegal to receive anything besides the, you know, the state-approved monopoly video service. So you might imagine that something like free-to-air satellite is fairly big underground. We actually read an article about how satellite installations are a fairly big black market activity. Because remember, any time you prohibit a product or service, if there's a demand in the marketplace for that product or service, someone is going to take the risk that it takes to deliver that product.
And definitely TV is something that people want.
Yeah, absolutely right. So anyway, if you want to help us with that, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month is the only, you know, the only thing that we're asking here. It's a completely voluntary option for you. You can continue to enjoy the website for free. But if you like the idea of expanding Free Talk Live, getting us not only on local talk radio stations, which we're doing fairly well at. In fact, we've actually got other news to announce in the satellite world, and we'll be doing that very soon. But besides that, if you want to help get Free Talk Live internationally covered, the AMP program can help with that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Plus, you get a lot of perks.
That's right. You get perks like the access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, and, as I mentioned, $3 a month, any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on the website. So, you know, I think that's a pretty big plan, right, to go international with the most probably pure message of liberty that you can find on the internet.
It's a big plan.
Deliver into people's ears and eyes that you know, don't have the access maybe to the internet, because satellite goes everywhere internet doesn't. That's an important point. Somebody might say, well, we got the internet, you don't need satellite. That's not true. Internet, you have to pay for everybody that listens. Like everybody that tunes into the stream, that costs
you
bandwidth.
Money, yeah.
And satellite, you just pay one flat fee, and then you can have an unlimited number of receivers. Anybody that can see the sky where the bird is, unless there's like a bunch of trees around, you can receive the signal, which I think is pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. But the good news is the internet's popularity is bringing the cost of satellite transmissions down. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tombs. Slakes filled empty.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support this program, go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. But today, Dale, you made a big decision. I think you actually made it late last night.
Yeah, it's funny. It kind of hit me suddenly. I guess there were a few things on Facebook that I don't want to go into detail about that just kind of... I realized that there were people seeing everything that I was doing and stuff like that that was just suddenly made me very uneasy. And that was just the start of it. It's also the accumulation of just sort of a feeling of like almost obsessive compulsive disorder about Facebook, where you just there's an information overload factor.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're going to miss something if you're not scouring it, you know? And then
I find myself constantly going there just to see what's been posted.
Right. And so there's that aspect of it, of just the sense of it being so much information. And a lot of it I'm interested in. So, of course, you know, I don't want to miss stuff, you know? So, so there's that aspect of it. But there's also the fact that it's so pervasive in the sense of there's so many people on it and it is useful. There's a lot of utility to it that it becomes the thing that everyone uses for everything. I mean, it's just ubiquitous.
It has become that way. And it has done so in a fairly short period of time.
Yes.
Like a couple of years, it's really been on the rise in the last couple of years in the Liberty Movement. For me, at least, that's been
and
my
experience.
And there's
an increasing number of people, myself included now, who are becoming uncomfortable with the way it works and the way it just sort of gets into everybody's business in a lot of intricate ways and ties everybody together in this weird way. This made me very uneasy, and I think as more people do that, when people decide that they're going to do everything through Facebook, it's going to start excluding people.
We've seen that happen,
you know,
here in Keene, of course. We're part of the Free State Project. All three of us made the move here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty with other people that are of a similar mindset. And sometimes folks will show up in Keene, and they'll be brand new, and I'll ask them, you know, hey, do you have a Facebook account?
Sure.
And some of them will say no, and I'll be a little bit
what do we
surprised,
do?
Like, oh, crap, how do we include these people in what's going on? and, you know, of course, we do have other options, right?
Yes.
It's not just Facebook, and I think you're right. It's
there are
really
internet
important.
Forums, there's email, there's other a lot of internet things. I'm not giving up the internet.
No, it's really important to have those other alternatives that you're talking about, because if you get too reliant on just the one service, I mean, as nice and convenient as that is, that's also the problem with it, is it's so convenient that if that's all you rely on to organize something, then what if that goes away? Then it's like, you know, somebody being without their smartphone or something like that.
Yeah,
that's
another thought. That's another thought.
What would we do without Facebook? What if it got shut off tomorrow?
Right, and that's the other thing. I mean, this whole becoming incredibly dependent on it, there's that, the idea that it could just go away and then people would be like, blah, I don't know what to do. But the other thing is, like I said, more and more people are becoming uncomfortable with it and not wanting to do it. I know several people who have unplugged from Facebook, mm-hmm. and when everyone is doing everything through Facebook, those people are essentially not finding out about stuff. And I would like for people to use it with the understanding that not everyone does. And so don't just completely rely on it.
So
know?
I'm really concerned about, what about my goats in Farmville? They could die without my attention.
That's right. They could die.
I've got little virtual goats that I've become very attached to.
You know, I've been gradually unplugging from Facebook quite a bit over time. I altered my privacy settings. I've been really careful always to keep really private things out of there. You know, I don't put my birthday and things like that. I don't want that to be too public knowledge, because that is actually an identity theft issue and things like that. But
yeah, I absolutely think it's insane to put your birthday on Facebook. I've got one on there.
Yeah.
It's just not my birthday.
Right,
sometimes
yeah.
people will dig around and find it and then wish me. I don't know how they do it, because I don't have it displayed either. But, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Put a wrong one if you put one, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's an issue, and I think mine's wrong, too, on there. So people, if they do manage to dig up and find it, even though I think I have it hidden.
So then for you, it's not, because some people are paranoid about it. Like, they believe that the CIA is behind it, and that's not your reason.
I don't think the CIA is behind it, but I am sure that I mean, there's been cases where people have been issued subpoenas and things, you know, that they've used Facebook in ways.
Like kids with their alcohol in their hands or something like that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that's happened, And it's such an incredible resource for anyone, not necessarily a government, but it could be government as well, certainly. But anyone who wants to get some dirt on someone or just kind of find out things about their personal lives, figure out where they're going and what their regular schedule and routine are.
Aren't there ways to use it without, you know, just cutting it all off?
Yes.
I'll agree with you that
it takes discipline.
I am unplugging right now. I'm not completely. I haven't deactivated my account. I'm in the process of, like, making my privacy settings way, way more all that stuff.
I mean, Facebooking is a networking tool, and in a business like you, you're in, you do Prometheus Unchained, which
yes,
is at,
that's your radio show.
FlamingFreedom.com. You want to be able to market that to people. You want people to be able to find out about that. Facebook is
right.
a great method for having things like that happen.
That's one of the reasons you have to
be there. It's a great system for being invited to events. One thing that I found here in New Hampshire is that people will invite me to events that I would not otherwise be invited to. I may or may not want to go. I get a lot of invites to a lot of things that I'm not interested in. But at least I have the option. I think it's good for those things. I'll agree with you that there's some disturbing stuff about people's interactivity, the time they spend, and especially these gosh darn games that I am currently right now playing on Facebook.
I have them all blocked.
I think that it's that's the thing to do, is that mm-hmm. if you don't play the particular game, block it, because why the heck do you want to know about how many goats somebody
stores
is?
That's one thing. I've been over time blocking more and more stuff. I don't see any of that crap now.
Yeah.
I don't ever. I blocked
those
games
a long
time ago. I feel good that I never got into the games because I'm there often enough. Like I'm I make phone calls all day for to talk radio stations.
And when you're in between the talking, you can look
on
Facebook.
When I'm on hold, oh, what's going on Facebook?
Exactly.
It's essentially
how are my sheep doing in the farm?
Yeah,
right. Well, and you're right. What you're doing is you're pointing out that there's utility to it, and I agree with that. I feel like the downside is worse for me, at least. And I am, and again, I'm looking at all that and thinking, not everyone does all that, so when people are doing, if there's events going on and they're only promoting it through Facebook and stuff, I'm going to stop hearing about it because I'm unplugging. I might, what I have thought of doing is staying, keeping my account there, but just literally delete all my friends, not keep any friends, just do that.
Just get on there and post. Radio show?
Yeah, just post notices about the radio show, maintain group, and I do my comic. I have a comic page as well, facebook.anarchyinyourhead.com and facebook.flamingfreedom.com. So those are two groups that I maintain, and I'll do that probably to some extent. But I've also got my co-host who can do stuff like that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
put them to work.
So we'll see exactly. And I'm thinking those groups can go on even if I deactivate my account. So I was going to give that a try. Actually, I have not completely unplugged from Facebook yet. I deactivated for a brief moment, and then I got back on and thought, no, I'm going to try and clean up my account first, like crank way down on my privacy settings. And just get the word out, explain to people what I'm doing, and just say, look, a lot of people are doing this. Here's why, because I knew everyone would freak out. And sure enough, I got back on and saw some posts. Well, where's Dale? What happened to Dale? Oh, my God. Did the CIA get him? You know, just crazy stuff. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to write a note, explain what I'm doing, and I'm going to prune most of my friends right away if I don't know them really well. Like if I don't know them, see them on a regular basis, or talk to them, or have spent years with them, whatever, I pretty much have deleted them. And I'm planning to delete all of them. So that's the plan right now.
There's also other news.
Seems
about
trash to me.
You think?
I do, yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's okay to take a break. I mean, maybe he'll come back.
I think it's okay to take a break. Maybe, lots of people do that.
Maybe
you don't
he'll
have
come
to
back.
Shut the whole account down.
He's not shutting the account down.
That's what he's talking about doing. He's talking about getting rid of all the friends. The networking capability of Facebook is tremendous. I find out about things I wouldn't otherwise find out about.
I know. I understand.
Show prep.
But I can also understand, you know,
don't you think it's funny that you're, like you seem terribly concerned that I won't not use Facebook?
I think that, well,
he's justifying it.
I'm not justifying anything. I'm telling you that
justifying your own behavior.
I think that you might
that's
be
what scares me. That's what scares me is that like, you act like it's this like a horrible terrible thing that I would stop using Facebook.
I think it would be a horrible terrible thing if you stopped using anything that was good in your life. If you were going to say, well, I'm going to stop using my car and start using only a bicycle, I probably would have talked to you about some of the disadvantages of doing so.
But like a lot of technology, it is a double-edged sword. I mean, it is very useful for the things you're talking about, organizing events and networking. On the other hand, it is also a huge time sink. So it takes a real discipline to use it. And if the only way you can discipline yourself in using it is to not really use it, then that's the right thing to do. I had to do something similar with the free keen form. But let's talk about alternatives to Facebook coming up. And your experiences as well.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.